This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has officially concluded a historic high-stakes state visit to Australia, leaving behind a future-proof blueprint for the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. From high-powered boardrooms to iconic landmarks, this intense itinerary systematically advanced diplomatic, economic and security ties between the two democratic giants. The economic momentum ignited early with the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where business leaders celebrated a 55% surge in two-way trade driven by the 2022 ECTA agreement. To unlock further potential, Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese fast-tracked negotiations for the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, CECA. The bilateral talks scaled a historic milestone in clean energy with the finalisation of the administrative arrangement, enabling long-term Australian uranium supply to India, reviving a foundational 2014 framework. Strategic security also took centre stage as both maritime powers adopted a joint declaration on defence and security cooperation alongside a maritime security collaboration roadmap to ensure a free and open Indo-Pacific. The grand tour culminated in spectacular sports diplomacy at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground. Standing on the historic turf, the two leaders officially launched the India-Australia Sports Collaboration Roadmap. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Auckland today on a two-day visit to New Zealand on the third and last leg of his three-nation visit. Mr. Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon. Both leaders will review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship, which has seen significant progress in the last 2 years, especially in the areas of trade and commerce and defence. The visit to New Zealand will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister in 40 years. Mr. Modi will also interact with prominent business and sports personalities. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced the formation of a 7-member committee headed by retired Supreme Court Justice Ranjana Desai to draft a uniform civil code for the state. The Chief Minister said the directive principles of state policy in the Constitution of India call upon every state to consider implementing a uniform civil code. He said that in line with this provision, the state government had announced during the 2026 budget session that a committee would be set up to implement the Uniform Civil Code. The committee will submit its report to the state government within the next 6 months. Former Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been laid to rest at the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad as thousands of supporters gathered to pay their final farewell. His eldest son, Sayyid Mustafa Khamenei, performed the ritual prayers. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes on the 28th of February this year, triggering a widespread conflict across the West Asia region. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today, while in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttar Pradesh, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected today. Meanwhile, several areas of the national capital are witnessing very light to light rainfall since this morning. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for light to moderate rainfall over the national capital today. In the FIFA World Cup, France stormed into the semi-finals after defeating Morocco 2-0 in the first quarter-final in Boston, USA. The teams were goalless at half-time, but France took control in the second half with Kylian Mbappe scoring in the 60th minute and Ousmane Dembele doubling the lead in the 66th minute. In the second quarter-final tonight, Spain will face Belgium. In men's cricket, hosts England defeated India by 9 wickets in the fourth T20 international at the County Ground in Bristol last night. India's women's cricket team will create history today when they play the first match at the iconic Lord's Cricket Ground in London against England. It will be the first ever women's test to be held at Lord's. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will look to make the occasion memorable in this historic encounter. And with that, we end this news bulletin.